Researchers at the University of Waterloo are leading a five-year, $10 million, U.S., study on global tobacco use. It's funded by the National Cancer Institute in the United States. It will look at the behavioral and long-term health impact of different regulatory approaches to e-cigarettes and other new nicotine products among youth and adults in seven countries. Those behind the study say the tobacco market has expanded rapidly in the past decade, with countries taking different approaches to regulating the new products. The five-year study builds on the work of the International Tobacco Control Policy Evaluation Project, ITC Project. This project allows us to compare the behavioral and potential future health impacts of different regulatory strategies being carried out in different countries with great potential to inform evidence-based approaches to e-cigarettes and other new nicotine products. Jeffrey Fong, founder of the ITC project and UW psychology professor, explained in a news release. The other institutions involved in the study are Medical University of South Carolina, Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, Georgetown University, Fralin Biomedical Research Institute at Virginia Tech Carilion, University of South Carolina, King's College London and University of Melbourne.